Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers, and we actually have two related words to talk about this week, contrition and repentance. Repentance was a major theme in the preaching of both John the Baptist and Jesus. In Matthew chapter 3, John warns the Pharisees and Sadducees who had come to the Jordan where he was baptizing to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. In Matthew 4:17, we're told the message Jesus preached at the beginning of his ministry was this: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The Lenten season, which we've just entered, has been called a penitential season, really a season of repentance. And so it's good for us then to ask the question, what is repentance? If we go to the dictionary, we'll find something like to feel or express sincere regret or remorse. This definition really describes the first part of repentance, namely contrition. According to the Apology to the Augsburg Confession, contrition is the true terror of conscience which feels that God is angry with sin and grieves that it has sinned. This contrition takes place where sins are condemned by God's word. So contrition is that internal condition of fear and terror in the conscience that feels God's wrath against sin. An example of this in Scripture is Psalm 38, verses 4 and 8, where the psalmist says, "For my iniquities have gone over my head. Like a burden they are too heavy for me. I am feeble and severely broken. I groan because of the turmoil of my heart." Repentance starts with contrition. In our lives, sometimes we feel this grief because we know we've hurt our loving Jesus. We're sorry because we love him and we know all he's done for us, and we realize that the sins we commit are like a child kicking at his mother or yelling at his father just because he's frustrated or tired or confused or not getting his way. Sometimes the sorrow is more like fear of being separated from God. This can be like the fear of a child who's become separated from his parents, the fear of a child who's lost and has no idea how to get home. This sorrow feels the nature of hell and desperately wants to get out of it. This sorrow is not a worldly sorrow. That's the kind of sorrow that Judas had after he had betrayed Jesus. His was a self-centered remorse and despair that wrongly concluded that all was lost in this life, that there was no hope, that there was nothing God could do. True contrition is godly sorrow that is worked in us by God's law. That's the first part. So what's the second part of repentance? The word translated repent in Greek means to turn or change one's mind. We're to change our minds or to turn from sin, but what are we supposed to turn to? There are many who think and teach that repentance is about turning from sin to not sinning. In other words, they believe that repentance is about trying to do better. So according to this definition, the second part of repentance is good works. The problem with this definition is that it leaves us with no hope that we've done enough to turn away from our sins. Because if we're honest with ourselves, we have to admit that we never fully do turn away from our sins. And so this understanding of repentance leaves the sinner with no comfort at all. Scripture teaches us that repentance isn't about turning from doing bad things to doing good things, but it's about turning away from ourselves and our own righteousness and turning to Jesus and his righteousness. Repentance is not saying, "I've sinned and so I'm not going to sin anymore." Repentance is saying, "I've sinned and I can't save myself, so I trust in Christ to forgive me and save me." Think of the thief on the cross at Jesus' crucifixion. If repentance was about turning from sinning to not sinning, the thief would have been lost. He had no time to make amends for his sins as he was dying on the cross. But notice how he turned to Jesus. He said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." He turned away from himself and to Jesus. And Jesus replied, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Repentance is about turning. Not turning from sinning to not sinning, but a turning from trusting in one's own righteousness to trusting in Jesus to save. And so the second part of repentance isn't good works, but it's faith. When we understand repentance as Scripture teaches it, we have the true comfort that as we repent of our sins, we have God's forgiveness. Because true repentance takes our eyes off of ourselves and our own efforts, we're not left to determine on our own if our repentance is genuine enough to obtain forgiveness. Instead, true repentance turns us to Jesus, who tells us from the cross, "It is finished. The work of our salvation has been completed." True repentance, then, is a wonderful gift from God in which He works in us through His law and His gospel. Through the law, God brings us to contrition, a true godly sorrow over our sins. Through the gospel, the Lord works faith in our hearts to turn away from ourselves and to turn to God for forgiveness and salvation. So rejoice in this wonderful gift of repentance. Rejoice to confess your sinfulness and inability to save yourself, as this confession is a gift from God. And then rejoice that the Lord has turned you away from unbelief to faith, from life to death, because you are forgiven of all your sins.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.